Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 306, the best of 2014 edition. I'm your host, Sid Souter. This week's a little different than the normal podcast. I will be counting down my favorite seven songs of the year. Why seven? Well, that's all that'll fit in a half-hour podcast. But if you're interested in hearing my top 35, you can find those on the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. And number seven there was X-Hex with the song How You Got That Girl. That's from the band's album Rips, which Merge released in October of last year. That song written by Mary Timoney, you may know of Helium and so many other wonderful projects, actually. And that is just a fantastic song by a great band and a great album that did make my top albums of the list, a year list as well, which you can also find on the Too Much Rock website. Anyway, so things are going to be a little haphazard this week. There's not going to be any interesting flow or choices here. It's just counting them down. Let's get into number six. This is Shellac with Dude Incredible.
We'll be right back. They say there's no light. They blame each coming night. And there rests a vacuum out in space with needles pinpointing.
Certainly a dark horse contender there. That is The Family Bed from Kansas City, Missouri. Just a dirty little two-piece punk rock band that somehow found fantastic production and great songs. And I just love that there. Certainly for fans of Modest Mouse or even Bright Eyes there. But they are playing the second this coming Friday at El Torian, an all-ages show. Check them out. Before that, we heard from Chicago Shellac with the song Dude Incredible. That is off the that is the title track, rather, from the Dude Incredible album, which Touch and Go released back in September of this year. Can't say enough good things about that album. It's definitely, if it's not the best album they've ever released, it's awfully close. I think they just have learned some fantastic restraint and tension, and the production is just great, as you would expect from Steve Albini, right? And that guitar tone, oh my goodness, that guitar tone. Let's continue on here. We're looking at, we're down to number four. This is Comet Gain with the song All the Avenue Girls.
All the Avenue Girls. Thank you.
boy, there's a reason everyone loves the new pornographers, from your mother to NPR to you, right? That song is Bill Bruisers, and again, the title track from their album, which Matador released August of this past year. That song written by A.C. Newman, part of a wonderful supergroup there that is the new pornographers. Before that, we heard the number three song of the year. That is Bob Mould with I Don't Know You Anymore. That's from his album Beauty and Ruin, which came out on Merge Records in the middle of the summer, sometime in June, I think. That album is very good. Maybe not as good as the last, but that song is as good as anything he has ever written. And the number four album of the, or song of the year, was Comet Gain with the song All the Avenue Girls. That finally came out on the album Paperback Ghosts, middle of the year on Fortuna Pop. I think it was released as a single, maybe even the year before, but I'll count the album version and make sure it qualifies for my best of 2014 list. A band there that I guess originally was around in probably early 90s, part of the indie pop scene in the UK, drawing heavily from Northern Soul, which is the perfect combination for me. Before we reveal the number one song of the year, it is about that time, isn't it? Let me get some business out of the way. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 306, the best of 2014 edition. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media websites, including Twitter, at SidMuchRock. Taking a look at the Too Much Rock website, this week a couple of things came up there. We've got photos and video and account of the new Rhythm show that happened on the 27th at the Record Bar. We have photos up very soon, hopefully by the time this goes live, of the Revolvers reunion that happened New Year's Eve at Davies. I guess that's it there. There's two shows that popped up. We got another one coming up soon. As I said, I will be at that co-ed pageant and the Family Bed show at El Torian on the 2nd. And then after that, I don't know. I travel back to work and we'll see where I end up at shows. I know a lot of people are excited about the Less Than Jake Real Big Fish show at the Granada on the 16th, which is kind of funny. But maybe your speed is the Seeing the Appleseed Cast, the 16th at the Replay, a very tiny venue for that band. The 17th, I imagine I will be at the Vaseline's at the Brighton Music Hall there in Boston. Watain is playing at the 18th at the Granada, though. Get your black metal fix on. The 27th, John Doe is coming to the Bottleneck. On the 20th of February, Evan Dando is playing at the Record Bar, which would be a great show. The 22nd, Slater Kinney at the Boston House of Blues. The 5th of March, Elvis Costello playing at the Uptown. The 29th, Andrew Jackson Jihad is playing at the Granada, and that is a very interesting venue for that band, one I'd like to make it to. We'll see if that works out. I've got a number of Bell and Sebastian shows that could be happening at the Boston House of Blues, March 30th, April 3rd, April 4th. One of those will be mine. Father John Misty is playing the 7th of April at the Granada. On the 24th, X-Hex is playing at Great Scott in Boston, part of a tour that is not coming through Kansas City. Mostly, I guess there's some East Coast dates, and then there's some European dates. And I think there's some West Coast in there, too. Anyway, I missed them when they played here in Kansas City over the summer because I was out on the East Coast, so hopefully I'll catch them there then. And looking way ahead, we do have a Slater Kinney date announced in Kansas City on April 26th at the Uptown. I'll try to fill that in as I get a better idea of where I'm going to be and what shows I care about. So let's go ahead and wrap this things up. We've got one track left, my very favorite track of the year. It is by a Portland group called The Cry. The song is called Discotheque, and it's on the band's album Dangerous Game, which was released sometime early this year, March maybe. And I think it's a self-release, though in other countries it got other releases. This is a band that combines power pop and glam and a little bit of sleaze and a little bit of punk all together to come up with just what is the perfect recipe for a Too Much Rock favorite. The song I'm going to play here, Discotheque, just a fantastic riff and plenty of cowbell. So thank you very much for listening. I hope you had a wonderful 2014. I look forward to talking to you in 2015. Goodbye.